Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Bailey, nice to see you, bud.
Yeah, you as well. I feel like it's been a while.
It has been a while. I think it's been a couple of years, right?
I feel like the last time we saw, I mean, we've seen each other in Nashville, I think, but I think maybe the last time that we saw each other in the UK, we were on a history tour together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was awesome.
Yeah, you like a bit of history.
Oh, we really enjoy it. I mean, for us, that's a huge part of the fun of going out to get a tour in Europe, and especially in the UK. You know, there's history here in the United States, but the sense of history is much more sensory. It's, you can kind of touch, taste, and feel it in the UK. It's just, it's everywhere
yes.
you look. So
and drinking it in the pubs.
Absolutely.
We're chatting. I mean, you've got some new music out, which we've been loving. I hear that there's more new music on the way, and mainly because you're coming back to the UK, because you guys are going to be headlining the Long Road Festival.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. That'll be our first time being at the Long Road Festival, which is cool. Has it been around for a while? Speaking
yeah,
of history, I don't know the history of it.
I always get a little bit confused because they're, you know, COVID threw everything off, but this will be its eighth installation, its seventh installation, something like that. So it's been going for a while, but it's a totally different vibe than some of the stuff that you've done in the UK. I mean, it's a big old outdoor camping festival. So people are living there for the weekend and people bring their RVs. And there's loads of different venues, and you know, it's all about the craft beer and the bourbon and the moonshine, and there's all sorts of things happening.
I don't know about the moonshine, but I'll partake in some of the bourbon. That'll definitely be our first outdoor festival in the UK, which, being just a fan of music in general and getting to see festivals, I've never been to Glastonbury, but you know, I've always watched all the footage, you know, of festivals like that, and it just seems to be another level of revelry. You guys really know how to festival.
And there's a stately, you know, we have these stately homes here that, I mean, people are always like, is that a castle? And here we just call them stately homes. You will be on the Rhinestone stage, which is the main stage, like right there facing you over to the right is an enormous stately home, like a Downton Abbey type thing.
Wow. That's kind of like what's the place where Oasis have played a couple times? That was their last like really famous show where they took the helicopter in.
Nebworth.
This is like the country Nebworth vibe then.
Hey, you mentioned Barely Blue. That was an EP. It came out at the end of last year. Was it kind of autumn last year?
There's eight songs, so
right.
It's kind of a short LP. But
right, okay.
You know, for us, we just really distilled that down as our first time working with the great Dave Cobb.
Mm.
And, you know, with Dave really believes that that less can be more and quality over quantity. So, you know, I think we're really proud of that album. I think it was a little bit of an experimentation. And we really got to, I guess, get lost in that process, which is really fun. We got to record that album over 2 weeks. Out in Savannah, Georgia, at Dave's home studio that's on the intercoastal Atlantic waterways. And it was really magical. So that was really a little bit of a more of an exploration into R&B, blues, rock and roll, you know, really kind of stacked more modern rock and roll harmonies and stuff like that. So I'm really proud of that album. And then, you know, we kind of, just on Friday, we released a song called I Wish You Would.
Yeah, with Mackenzie Carpenter, right?
The amazing Mackenzie Carpenter, such a great voice.
I played it on Friday, the day it came out. Yeah, it was great. We got a great reaction to it as well.
It's getting a really big reaction. It kind of reminds me of when we put out Drinking Problem and Burnout. It seems like it's got this classic motif, which is fun for us. You know, that's clearly, you know, the territory and the landscape where I think we really kind of pioneered that and brought that neo-traditional, that modern traditional yeah. sound back.
It's all the rage now, Mark. All the rage.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, and for us, it's for me, it's just natural. It's just kind of where my voice sits. It's the music that I grew up on. you know, and my family's honky tonk out in the ranch where I grew up in Arizona. So that's like, that's definitely my shorthand. So it's really fun to kind of return to that. You know, this is the really classic blues-driven Telecaster steel-driven sound, which is amazing with beautiful soaring melodies. So that song is so catchy. It's been stuck in my ear, and everybody that, since we put it out, I've just been getting a ton of feedback from friends, family, and colleagues, and everybody seems to love it. So that's really fun. It's always, that's always such a great thing when you're asked to guest on a song. And
oh, so did she ask you to do it?
She did.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, yeah, I was wondering how that came about. So she had this song and said, hey, boys.
Yeah, so Mackenzie is on our label on Big Machine Records. And our head of A&R is a dear friend named Allison Jones. And Allison sent me this song, which is, she said, hey, I really think you and Mackenzie would sound amazing on this song together. So it was kind of a no-brainer. It's just like, oh yeah, this is fantastic. So got to go in the studio with her co-writer and producer on the song, a guy named Jamie Moore, who you're going to be hearing a lot more from Jamie. And that was great because it was kind of twofold. We got to be on that song, which I love. And then we got to be introduced to Mackenzie, of course, who we've kind of known, and now we have a friendship. And we got to meet Jamie Moore, who we immediately turned around and wrote a song for the new album with.
Right.
Me, Jess, and Jamie got together and wrote a really great song that we actually just cut in Nashville a couple weeks ago. And then I just did the vocals here in Boulder, Colorado last week. So really excited about those songs. We're going to be releasing two brand new songs, which will be the lead for our sixth album? Sixth or seventh? God, I can't keep track at this point.
No, it's like me trying to keep up with the years of the long road. You know, time just flies.
It does fly. So we're going to be putting out two brand new songs as well, kind of in short order just after putting out this song. So it feels really great to keep the momentum going from Barely Blue. And we'll be coming out to the UK with a bunch of new music. Barely Blue and plus, of course, with all the classics and the covers that we do. So that feels good because I feel like in the past, especially with COVID, and with our super busy touring schedule, sometimes finding the time to write and to get in the studio can be really tough because we earn our living. We, you know, we feed our families and pay our mortgages by touring. So
yeah,
sometimes finding the time to get in the studio and to write can be tough. And I feel like we haven't done a great job of that because, you know, knock on wood, we have a successful touring career. So sometimes you just get swept up in that, and then all of a sudden it's been 2 years since you put out new music, you know. So I think for the during Barely Blue and coming off of The Last Resort, I think we really decided, just Cam and I, that we really wanted to intentionally start putting out more music and just really stay focused. So we're kind of in that really focused space, and it's funny when you really kind of lock in, the music just starts. It kind of just starts flowing. So I feel like we're in a bit of this flow state.
Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $1,000 store-wide with our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com.
Yeah, it feels like it's coming thick and fast at the moment. And it'll be super exciting for you guys to be over here with I mean, everybody, obviously, you know, in the UK, you feel this, you must feel this every time you come. Everybody loves everything that you do, but it's always super exciting to come with new music and see the fans' reaction to that, because you know what UK fans are like. They're going to know every word to your new stuff when you come over here.
They're incredible. The fans in the UK, you know, we've, ever since really Drinking Problem and Burnout came out, we've had such a strong following out in the UK. And I want to say the first time we came out there was for the C2C Festival, if I'm correct. And we got to go to London and to Dublin and to Glasgow. And, you know, that was at the very beginning of our career still. you know, not that we've been playing music for a long time, but it was the beginning of our success, our successful careers, if you will. And I just remember getting to do the TV circuits, and I guess that was maybe the first time I felt like a star.
Oh, right. Okay. That must be a nice feeling. And to feel like a star when you're not at home as well must make it feel like you're an even bigger star, like a global star.
Well, that really is it's a pretty wild concept to kind of grasp that you're thousands of miles away, you know, across the Atlantic in a completely different culture, you know, playing a truly, you know, this is the one music I think that America can claim is country music, and bluegrass and stuff like that. But it's amazing how it translates back across the Atlantic, because all the music comes originally from the UK. It comes from, you know, Gaelic folk music.
Yeah, all those folk songs of Wales and England and Ireland, Scotland, yeah.
For all the immigrants that came to the United States, and that blending of Delta blues, and, you know, it was forged in the United States, and of course in Texas, Tennessee, and in the Appalachians and stuff. But it's amazing because the roots really are from somewhere than the UK. So it makes sense that it translates. So it's kind of a full circle for us. And yeah, it's amazing to get to be, some of the ambassadors of country music back in the UK, where I know in Europe that, you know, country music is the fastest growing genre.
In the UK as well. It's been the fastest growing genre in the UK for years now.
Yeah, and I think that's because it's earnest music, you know, it's storytelling music. And I think that for so long, there's been the popular music hasn't really been story driven. And I think there is something so classic. That is the original, form of civilization and history is that the spoken word in a way, and then translates into music. And, you know, there's something very ancient about it in a way. So it really does touch, I guess they're global themes, and they're things that everybody deals with, you know, with falling in love, you know, celebrating the good times. Also how you deal with the punches and how you deal with how everybody deals with the blues, you know, those are universal subjects. And then you add in, you know, really compelling, you know, melodies and arrangements, and then you put in harmonies and vocals and, you know, the steel guitar and electric guitar, and then it becomes mesmerizing, you know. And that's why it doesn't get old for me. It's my favorite music, whether I'm listening to, you know, I just was teaching my kids about Johnny Cash. They're 3 and 5, and we've been listening to Ghost Riders in the Sky. You know, which is the song that I grew up with, and now adult and as a musician, you know, I'm listening to the arrangements and to the production and to all the different instruments, and there's something just so timeless about it. How
it is. You know, I was playing that on the radio the other day, and I love playing that old stuff in amongst all the new stuff as well. And I was saying on the radio, you know, I was listening to this when I was growing up, and it still sounds so good. And sometimes a lot of that stuff, it even sounds almost futuristic still, some of it, you know, like so progressive that it was so of its time, and yet somehow it's timeless and also of the future at once. It's an amazing thing when that happens.
It's funny how sometimes something retro can seem futuristic, because the idea of real instrumentation in a production has become somewhat novel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've seen that a ton in popular country music, even right now, just how much of it is electronic and, you know, and computer driven beats. And, you know, there's a lot of synthetic stuff that's in there. So there is a return to, I think, more of a modern traditional sound. You know, of course, I think we were kind of the guys that busted down the door, but
I think you were. Not only with the sound and the music, and but like your whole vibe, your whole aesthetic as well, which is, as I was saying earlier, I mean, it's just absolutely everywhere at the moment. But you guys were there doing that. You've been doing that for a while.
We're wearing Wranglers, Stetsons, and Lucchese boots when everybody else was wearing sneakers and backward hats. So yeah.
Yeah, you drove the price up for everybody. Vintage stores, where would they be without you?
And now you got Pharrell designing cowboy collections for
Louis Vuitton.
For Louis Vuitton.
I know. Well, we can't wait to have you back. Thank you for taking the time to have a little chat. Other than kind of performing this fantastic music, under a big, hopefully blue sky as the sun set. I mean, you're headlining, so it's a perfect time because the sun sets kind of during your set, and it's normally a beautiful red sunset. So I'm looking forward to that. So other than that, though, like just in UK in general, anything, because you must have been here enough now that you've kind of done all the things that people need to tick off of a list.
You know, we've been fortunate enough to get a really tour the UK quite thoroughly a few times now. And, you know, although it's a small island nation, a couple different islands, it's so diverse and there's so much, it's crazy. It's like, I guess I would consider them almost like microcultures.
Mm-hmm.
Every town you go to, you know, whether it comes down to the local colloquialisms and the way that people speak, you know, I love how every single city has different mannerisms and different ways of expressing themselves, and everybody sounds different. You know, the vernacular is different. The food, everybody's got a specialty.
Yes.
And then again, like we were talking about, there's so much history and it's such a beautiful place. So we have a blast cruising around there. So yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to number one, seeing the fans, because I truly think that the UK fans are probably the best country music fans in the world. And playing this new music, we should have a new album out by then, or just about ready to put it out. But we'll have definitely at least a couple more songs, maybe four more songs by the time we get out there, including the I Wish You Would with Mackenzie Carpenter. And then, just looking forward to getting into some of our favorite pubs. Vintage shopping is cool for us. You know, it's amazing to see the different vintage. Again, like we were talking about, the music that was made, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it was just kind of built better. And same with the clothing.
True.
The quality of stuff that you can find is incredible over there. So those are kind of the things we're looking forward to the most. You know, obviously getting to play our first outdoor festival in a beautiful setting and getting to be headliners is going to be amazing. And seeing all the fans, singing every single word, because everybody knows, you know, all the deep cuts. It's not just the hits songs, which is amazing. And then just, we get out there and we mix it up. You don't see Midland. We don't walk around with security guards. We don't really separate ourselves. We cruise around. So if you see three dudes cruising around in cowboy boots and Wranglers, I mean, you've cruised around with us, you know.
I have.
We like to mix it up, and we love, we're all people.
And you know the area of the UK it takes place. Do you know what it's called?
Is it Leicester?
The area is called the Midlands.
That's right. It is called the Midlands. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So it's Midland playing the Midlands.
Yeah. I think I remember that when we first came out to everybody kept calling us Midlands.
Plural.
Interviews. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now they know. Now they know.
We do really translate universally, I guess.
Hey, good to see you, Mark. Thank you.
Great to see you too. Thank you, Balin. And looking forward to seeing all of our amazing UK fans out there. For the festival out in the Midlands. It's going to be incredible.
The Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.